Big, big weekend coming up, Memorial Day. Of course, we're talking grilling, barbecuing. We want to do it on our own. We want to go out and enjoy some things. Mark Bone is with me, Cleveland Plain Dieter, Cleveland.com, on a couple of things on the restaurant and food front for us this morning. Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
I mentioned the weekend and grilling. I think at some point we all, of course, want to have the grill out and doing some barbecuing and all. You posted an interesting story, though, and this is something to kind of be aware of. As we put on that sauce, we're also putting on some calories, right?
Yes, we are on occasion. And this was fun because I spoke with Dan LeMoyne, who is a holistic nutritionist. And it turns out he's in Phoenix, but he's originally from Hudson, and he worked up here. He helps run some weight loss clinics. And he's kind of an expert on really on food and what's in food. And I really wanted to pick his brain about healthy grilling habits, because he said he loves grilling, and by its nature, grilling is very healthy. Where we get into problems is what we put on that food. And so he offered some great tips. I mean, for one thing, he said, look, you know, it's great for vegetables, especially for kebabs. You know, you could use zucchini and mushrooms and bell peppers and red onions, all of that. You can even use pineapple. Portobello mushroom is a great substitute for meat if you don't want meat. And it can even be the bread. He said when it comes to buns, you may want to consider whole grain instead of traditional white buns. But, you know, he said, you know, grilling is healthy. But where we get into problem is that people have a tendency to look at the nutritional labels but not the ingredient list. He said if you can't pronounce something and there's these long chemical names, that may not be the greatest thing. He's not an anti-salt person, but he says that pink Himalayan salt that's out there is a lot healthier than your typical table salt. It's a little better for you. And he said, you know, look at the condiments. You know, sometimes your basic condiments are fine, but when they start adding honey and a lot of sodium and sugar, things can get over the top. So it's a couple of good tips to keep in mind. I've got a story at cleveland.com/entertainment, and it also was on the front of the taste section this week as well. So healthy grilling season, and you're right. I mean, it's warm weather. We all love to grill. We've got the Berea Rib Fest coming up this weekend, as I know you've spoken about.
Yep.
So grilling is good, and we just got to keep it healthy.
Good reminder. Just a couple little things every now and then. You can really add on some calories and be aware of the fat and all, too. Good story. Mark Bone is with me, Cleveland Plain Dieter, cleveland.com. That's where you can read about that. Also, now this is coming up in September, Crocker Park, just a wonderful spot for an enjoyment, some great restaurants there, some sidewalk dining and all. And they've always got some different activities going on. And they announced that coming in September, a Friday and a Saturday, there's a two-day Crocker Park Wine Festival is coming up, right?
Yeah, and this is a neat one because it's outdoors. We can enjoy that end of summer, and we're talking about it now because, well, number one, it is a very popular event. There's going to be more than 150 local, national, and international wine producers. There'll also be beer and spirits and a lot more. Food vendors, business vendors, casual seating, live music. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. But, you know, you really don't see a whole lot of these large-scale wine fests. This is a good one. But we are talking about it now because the early bird admission tickets are on sale through Monday, July 31st. So if you jump on this now, you can save a few bucks. But just a lot of fun, two-day event, 12th Crocker Park Wine Festival coming up Friday and Saturday, September 15th and 16th.
Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dieter, Cleveland.com with me. Let's talk about Westside Market some. We know over the years it has been struggling for many different reasons, just trying to find its way, if you will, in this day and age. With that in mind, the city of Cleveland, I want to really highlight Mayor Bibb. One of the things he ran on was talking about Westside Market, but just making sure it's there and advocate for it. So through this American Rescue Plan money that has been sent to each city, the city of Cleveland thinks enough of the Westside Market to set aside $10 million, which, Mark, I think if used properly, is one heck of an infusion into that great institution.
Well, that's exactly right. And then the issue comes in that a lot of people involved with the market are saying they actually need a total of a little bit more than $30 million. So therein lies the rub. Where they come up with the $24 million is going to be the issue. Now, the market, of course, is iconic. It's a landmark. And there's an emotional attachment for Clevelanders and those many people who live out in the suburbs and in the surrounding area. of Northeast Ohio. This is a place where, you know, our parents went, grandparents, great-grandparents. I mean, it's been around for well over a century. But as you know, when you have a building that's been around for over a century, you have problems with the infrastructure, and that's what the issue is. I mean, they have things that need to be done. I mean, elevators, cooling, air conditioning, a lot of the infrastructure of that building basically needs work. Now, my colleague Paris Wolf has been doing a fantastic job, I think, covering the West Side market, because this is a critical time, because they're in a transition, basically, with a nonprofit. It's a relationship really between a nonprofit group as well as the city. So you have a lot of people who have to work together, who have to find a solution for something that's very, very important to a lot of us. So it's going to be interesting down the road what happens with the market, where that money comes from, if they can get it, and then following it from there.
Now, there's been so much short-term thinking, it seems to me, about how to fix the problems at West Side Market. They really need some long-term, but just to make that jewel. It's funny. We've had people come to town, and it's one of those places we show them. And I, you know, shame on me, because when I do show them, I think, why don't I come over here more often to pick up stuff, Mark?
I am the exact same way, Bill. That is an absolute great stop. I love Ohio City anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love taking a walk. There's a great little bookstore there. Of course, you've got multiple breweries that are around, great for lunch as well as a beer. But we love sauntering through, you know, up and down those aisles. And I always think, gosh, I got to just get up here more often, and absolutely love it. And the parking problem really was solved a few years ago right behind the market. It's affordable during the week, which I think is great. And you're right. I mean, the best word is the one you used. It really is a jewel for all of greater Cleveland.
Good stuff. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dieter, Cleveland.com. All the stories we're talking about in the Plain Dieter, Cleveland.com. Follow Mark on Twitter, too, at mbona. 30. Mark, thank you. I hope you enjoy your long Memorial Day weekend. Sometimes it's not long in this business, but I hope you enjoy your weekend, buddy.